Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Aaron is with us on the line today. Aaron, you got in touch because you want to talk about an issue at your daughter's school. Just explain the situation.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Basically, Sophia goes to Enable Ireland School in Sandymount. And it's a special education school, which meaning like a high percentage or all of the kids have high medical and complex needs, you know. So, for instance, in Sophia's class, there's 5 out of 6 of them that would be in wheelchairs, you know. A lot of them have nursing care and bits and pieces. So the school's fantastic. Sophia has been there for years and years, you know. But what has happened is, basically a year ago, or nearly a year ago, the roof started leaking. And they haven't been able to get it fixed since. Now, they've gone back and forward. They've had people in. They're doing reports. But it's getting to the stage now, and it's very apt today because it's lashing, which means the SNAs and teachers are swapping out buckets because the water's running down through the roof. Now, what we do have is classrooms closed off. We have what's called a soft playroom in the school. And basically what it is a room covered in mats. And the SNAs take the children in, take them out of their wheelchairs, give them some soft playtime and stretching. And it's good to get them out of their chairs, you know.
Mm.
And they haven't been able to do that now for 6 months,
because
came back after last summer.
Why is the main leak, Aaron? Is that in the roof of the room of the soft playroom?
No, there's rooms all over the school. The whole roof is leaking.
So it's all over the school, right?
The soft play is leaking. There's one of the classrooms leaking. There's another classroom. Sophia's classroom has damp coming down the walls. There is. The PE hall is off bounds because it's coming down through the suspended ceiling there. It's really something that you wouldn't expect to see in Sandymount. Now, we have raised it as parents with people. We have had ministers visit the school. We have had the principal has been trying to get this sorted.
Mm.
It keeps going into the Department of Education. They keep coming back with bureaucracy and red tape. But I can be rest assured, if the Department of Education or the Minister's office in Dáil Éireann was leaking for 6 months, it would be fixed. And here we have a case where literally the water is running down through the school in Sandymount.
So your point is that it's like work needs to be carried out there. As you know, it's essential, I suppose, really, Aaron.
Well, look, fix the roof. Like, and actually, unrelated but related, in a past career, that's what I used to do, you know. And there's no reason why this roof could not be sorted if the willpower was there. The other part of it being is the heating system has been coming on and off for the last, all over the winter. So there's days they couldn't bring the kids into school because there's no heating in the school. So there's no heating and the water's running down through the roofs. You know, this has to be something that can be prioritised and got easy. You know, you'd hardly think we were talking about Sandymount here in Josepha Madigan's area, you know. It's like, I just don't understand. There's a lot of frustration. There's some of the children are getting sick with cough and colds and bits and pieces, which happens anyway. But these children should not have to go in and wear the coats during the day and not use soft play.
Mm, well, there's plenty
not
of,
use the,
yeah, plenty of other, I was going to say, elected representatives, you know, in the area as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And actually, this was brought up in the Dáil Éireann a couple of times. So it was brought up by
right.
Chris Andrews.
Okay, people are aware of it then in government about the situation. We've contacted the department as well, Aaron, today, the Department of Education. But your point is that despite the fact this has been highlighted and there's, you know, it's been flagged and raised with the department and with ministers, nothing has still been done.
Andrea, if your house was leaking, you would get somebody to come out and fix the roof. And the way it's working with the Department of Education is saying, right, well, we need to get funding. Forget about the kids that are in the school, because they're not brought into this at all. We need to get funding, and maybe that can't go to the summer. We leave that funding to the round in the summer, and we let it go all winter. You know, whatever the process is, whatever the red tape and bureaucracy, there must be somebody sitting somewhere that can say, get somebody in and fix that rift, that those kids are not being inconvenienced the way they are.
Okay.
You know, it's just crazy.
Stay with us, Tony, or Aaron, for a moment, because Tony Maguire is on the line as well. Tony's the principal of the Fermoy Educate Together National School. I believe, Tony, you're having a similar issue.
Yeah, I suppose very similar there to Aaron. Like, it's a constant fight with the Department of Education for the basic human rights of children. And I suppose that's the frustrating point, that you're sitting back looking at this situation going, like, these kids deserve better, and nobody listens and nobody cares. I suppose we're in a situation down here in Fermoy where we're a rapidly developing school. And back in 2018, the Department of Education signed us off in a building. It's actually the bottom floor of the old Gael School in Fermoy. We're in a basement building. We have access through steps only, so I have no access for any children who have any mobility issues. We're right next to the river and off the main road. And somebody in the department signed off for us to have a school here in the basement floor. Three of our classrooms are way below the expected level.
And is it a school for children with additional needs?
No, we've got a high level of additional needs. 62% of our children haven't identified additional need, but we are a mainstream school. And for us, you know, the Department of Education's planning portfolio says that a classroom should be 80 metres squared for children to be taught comfortably. One of our classrooms is 25 metres squared. The other is 35, and the last one is 60 metres squared. Now, like, the department put out these documents, and they're supposed to be documents we work by. You know, I have no problem with the classroom being close to or near, but we've got one classroom that's a third the size, and I can't even fit the children I need to fit in into those classrooms. I have children with additional needs being educated in the corridors because I have no ACT space and I have no EL space. And I have been in constant contact with the department over the last 18 months. I've been bringing forward proposals of how to fix it, and I just keep getting the door closed in my face. And it's just so unfair that these children, you know, chose a school like ours. And when the department signed off on these classrooms, they knew we were never going to fit. And now that the problem has arisen because we've grown in numbers, they just shut the door in our face and, like, well, put up and shut up and get on with it.
So you've actually kids that have been taught out in the corridor, Tony?
In the corridors, yes. So our very front entrance hallway is an SET classroom. So every delivery man, every parent that comes to drop off a lunchbox, every water bottle that comes to be dropped in, a parent is seeing other children being educated in the corridors. And these are our most vulnerable children, you know, who find things difficult anyway. And they're basically on show in front of the whole school and any visitors, because they're being educated in the front foyer.
What response have you had from the department about this?
Put up and shut up. That it was agreed that our school would open in that space, and that there was to be 104 children and four classroom teachers. I currently have 87 children and four classroom teachers, so I am well below what they would have counted as our top number. And we are like sardines. And my point is that your governance manual says the classroom should be 80 metres squared. So why did you allow a school to open in a space that was never suitable for that school? And then turn your back on us when the problem arises 5 years down the line. It's just so frustrating, and nobody will comment, nobody will talk.
Okay.
And they just say, you know, we're looking into it. And I share Aaron's frustrations, really, because children deserve so much better.
Well,
and it's basic rights. We're not looking for anything amazing. We're looking for a fixed roof and appropriate sized classrooms. You know, I'm not looking for AstroTurfs, and I'm not looking for a new building. You know, it's just basic space and the basic right of our kids.
Well, we've contacted, Tony, the Department of Education here, and we'll see if we get any response back in relation to your situation there at Fermoy Educate Together. Aaron, where does your school in Sandymount go now?
Well, we are just waiting, and the kids, there's a full classroom of kids that have been set up in the library all winter, and they're basically... The library's closed off to the rest of the kids in the school because it's unusable. Their classroom is unusable. If the pictures of water running down the walls and kids not getting out of their wheelchairs to relieve sores isn't creating a response from the department. I don't know what to do. That's why I contacted you today. The school are very frustrated. They've been trying to, all they want is the roof fixed.
Yeah.
And then
no,
you
send
the
pictures.
So
Aaron, the issue is as well. Yeah. Well, look, as I said, if we hear anything back, we've put a call in with the department. We'll certainly get in touch back with you, Aaron, and Tony Maguire there as well. As I said, principal from Oy Educate Together National School in Cork. If you want to share your own story or experience with me, the email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.